The mood was jubilant at Les Miller's victory party last night at the Martín Maceo Cuban Club in Ybor City, as results came in that Miller received more than twice the number of votes as incumbent Kevin White. The District 3 race got heated in the days leading up to the election, with both White and Miller sending out attack ads. White slammed Miller for not working hard enough for the black community, and Miller called White costly and corrupt, and highlighted White's guilty verdict in a sexual harassment lawsuit filed by a former aide, which cost the county hundreds of thousands of dollars. Les Miller says the negative campaigning was unfortunate, but necessary.
I didn't like it, because I don't run campaigns like that. I didn't want to run campaigns like that. I went to all those debates, especially the one at First Baptist of College Hill, to talk about issues, and unfortunately it got off track from the right beginning. So I had to get my message out in a different perspective, in a different way, and really tell people that what he was saying was not the truth. But it turned to what it is. I had to send out a flyer. I don't think a dirty tactic. It was all facts. So, but sometimes you have to do what you have to do, and certain people take desperate measures to get things done. So that's what we had to do.
What are some of the things, once you get on the county commission, that you're looking forward to working on first?
Well, the first thing is to get the other county commissioners to understand the problems that are in District 3. District 3 has been neglected for many years. It needs some economic development. It needs some businesses to come in and give jobs. It needs affordable housing in it. It's going to take the county commission and working with other municipalities, because government's not the same anymore. And, you know, with budgets the way they are, you're going to have to pull resources together.
Also in the race was Valerie Goddard, a newcomer to local politics who ran a spirited and positive campaign against two well-funded political heavy hitters in the black community. Last night, she addressed her supporters at a home in Tampa Heights.
You know, the numbers don't look like what we would have liked for them to look like, but you know what? We are already victorious. Because already victorious, we're proclaiming that. Because on this journey, we've been able to touch people. We've been able to impact lives. During a time when many families are suffering, we're experiencing the highest unemployment rate we've ever had. To be able to talk, to have a glimmer of hope and inspire, you know, to be continue to hold on to your dreams has been well worth the journey.
Yes. Yes.
Well worth the journey. Every single one of you that's donated your time, that's made phone calls, that's given up your resources, I appreciate it. Our campaign team appreciates it. And on behalf of the community and the people that we worked so hard to touch, they appreciate it too. I think it's evidenced by the fact that the incumbent will no longer be in office.
WMNF raced to catch Kevin White at his election returns party at the Columbia restaurant last night. But his event ended much earlier than the other District 3 candidates. The final results of the Hillsborough County Commission District 3 race: Miller 51%, Goddard 29%, Kevin White 20%. For WMNF News, this is Kelly Benjamin.